The ground floor was a dusty travel agent's whose window was cracked and whose faded BOAC posters were probably now quite valuable. The doorway next to the shop had been painted bright red, not well, but at least recently. A push button next to the door said, in neatly penciled lettering, Dominique, French lessons, troisième floor. The most striking feature of the door, however, was the bold and shiny brass plaque fixed in the dead centre of it, on which was engraved the legend, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Nothing else. It looked brand new. Even the screws that held it in place were still shiny. The door opened to Richard's push, and he peered inside. He saw a short and musty hallway, which contained little but the stairway that led up from it. A door at the back of the hall showed little sign of having been opened in recent years, and had stacks of old metal shelving, a fish tank, and the carcass of a bike piled up against it. Everything else, the walls, the floor, the stairs themselves, and as much of the rear door as could be got at, had been painted grey in an attempt to smarten it up cheaply. But it was now all badly scuffed, and little cups of fungus were peeking from a damp stain near the ceiling. The sounds of angry voices reached him, and as he started up the stairs, he was able to disentangle the noise of two entirely separate but heated arguments that were going on somewhere above him. One ended abruptly, or at least half of it did, as an angry, overweight man came clattering down the stairs, pulling his raincoat collar straight. The other half of the argument continued in a torrent of aggrieved French from high above them. The man pushed past Richard and said, "Save your money, mate, it's a complete washout," and disappeared out into the chilly morning. The other argument was more muffled. As Richard reached the first corridor, a door slammed somewhere and brought that too to an end. He looked into the nearest open doorway. It led into a small ante-office. The other inner door leading from it was firmly closed. A youngish, plump-faced girl in a cheap blue coat was pulling sticks of makeup and boxes of Kleenex out of her desk drawer and thrusting them into her bag. "Is this the detective agency?" Richard asked her tentatively. The girl nodded, biting her lip and keeping her head down. "And is Mr. Gently in?" "He may be," she said, throwing back her hair, which was too curly for throwing back properly. "And then again, he may not be. I am not in a position to tell. It is not my business to know of his whereabouts. His whereabouts are, as of now, entirely his own business." She retrieved her last pot of nail varnish and tried to slam the drawer shut. A fat book sitting upright in the drawer prevented it from closing. She tried to slam the door again without success. She picked up the book, ripped out a clump of pages, and replaced it. This time she was able to slam the drawer with ease. "Are you his secretary?" asked Richard. "I am his ex-secretary, and I intend to stay that way," she said, firmly snapping her bag shut. "If he intends to spend his money on stupid expensive brass plaques rather than on paying me, then let him. But I won't stay to stand for it, thank you very much. Good for business, my foot. Answering the phones properly is good for business, and I'd like to see his fancy brass plaque do that. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to storm out, please."